Hey, howdy, hey, what's up? What's going on? I am the Florida fucking man. You hear my voice crack? Florida man. What the fuck's up? What's going on? How the fuck are you nasty bitches doing tonight, huh? Well, since I got a fucked up work schedule, and the next couple of days off, you know what I'm saying? You know what the fuck I'm saying? Well, do ya? So getting off work, a little bit late here, and what the fuck else is new, right? Holy shit, hold on. Hey, so, guess what? Guess what? So, I had to fucking put out a PSA, a public service announcement, okay, via Facebook, for all you retarded motherfuckers out there that don't know how to use a goddamn email. What is the deal? Guys, what is the fucking deal? Huh? You don't know how to use a fucking email? It's alright though. I can't hold it against you. I can't. I really can't. On a serious note, I didn't know how to fucking send an email until like a couple years ago. No bullshit. No fucking bullshit. Right? Dude, I was fucking retarded, man. I don't know how I got by. How did I fucking make it to 2019? Did not know how to send a fucking email. Is that even acceptable? It's acceptable. Can't fucking talk. Is that even fucking acceptable in today's age? Am I going to fucking survive the robot invasion? I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to survive, I'm going to have to fucking rely purely based off of my fucking tenacity, my fucking mania, right? My just fucking all-out, balls-out fucking insanity and my fucking marksmanship skills. Yeah, that's about it. Dude, I'm too fucking dumb, dude. I'm a goner. How the fuck am I gonna beat Skynet, huh? I'm just gonna have to find the world's largest fucking water bottle and dump it on the fucking robots. And hope that they didn't build fucking, like, robots that can swim. Right? Or else, and then I'm just fucked. I'm just fucked. But that's okay, though. Skynet, you think you're winning. Oh, you think you're gonna take us alive? Well, not the Florida man! Oh. You think you're gonna take anybody alive? You should have fucking known better. You ain't taking me. The Florida man. Didn't you know that I raised fucking Chuck Norris? I taught that bitch everything he fucking knows. Alright? I fucking hatched Yoda from an egg. You can't fucking stop the Florida man. There's no fucking chance. You're fucked. And the Florida man's a fucking Marine? A grunt at that?
But what about SF?
SF, yeah. What the fuck about them? Huh? Yeah, they got beards. Are their beards fucking nuts? Do their beards need to be fucking Baker acted? Hell no. Should I be Baker acted? Nah. Eh. It's fucking, it's iffy. It's iffy. Technically, if you want to fucking break it down, should I be Baker acted? I don't know. Should I? Do I pose a danger to myself or other people? Well, the way I'm drinking these fucking red lines, I guess, yeah, I guess I pose a fucking danger to myself. Pose a danger to my heart. Do I pose a danger to other people? Let's skip that one. Not today, FBI. We know you're fucking loving this shit and listening in to fucking Danger Close too. But you fucking cheap bitches don't want to listen to the advertisement. So you just hack the fuck into Anchor and get to listen to this shit for free. Yeah, I'm calling you the fuck out. Cheap motherfuckers. Can't even wear a suit right. The Florida man does know a few things about fashion, but I'm too fucking lazy to do it right now. Or it's not that I'm lazy, I just don't give a shit. Right? Riding the fucking Walmart specials until I die. Because that's what I'm reduced to, people. That's what fucking happens when you have kids and when you have crazy fucking fish-eyed dogs, right? That can't fucking put their red rocket away. You know what I mean? You know, my dog, like, wants to fuck everybody that comes over to the house. You know that? If you even smell like you shower, your legs are not safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you even have a hint of fucking lavender, right? Like, you showered sometime in the last fucking day, he's gonna hump the fucking shit out of you. And he's big, too. He's strong. He's a pit bull. And, dude, he's just like, dude, when he wants to fuck, it's time to fuck. I feel bad for my buddy's dog who always fucking brings him over. Hopefully, we get the flyboy on this motherfucker. He's Air Force. But he's not a Marine. Well, you know what? We're spreading the fucking love here. Not everybody can be the Florida man. But definitely one of the funniest dudes I know. That for sure. He's going to be on here soon. Flyboy. He's going to be doing it with the Florida man. The Florida man. All right, so anyway, back fucking out of the damn woods. So, I need to address a couple fucking points here. Listen, guys. Guys and gals and Zims and Zers and fucking Raptor kin and stop sign kin, all y'all fucking listen up. I have a Facebook page. Okay? Danger Close. By the Florida Man. Right? So go on fucking Facewebs. Search, look for my symbol, the dick, right? When you see the two pineapple grenades and the fucking tow missile in the middle with DC on either side of the rocket that says dick, okay, front toward enemy, fucking send me a friend request. All you motherfuckers better friend request me. Now, since we gotta make this fucking Barney fucking retarded easy, alright, for all you fucking Down syndrome fucking dog faces out there, and all you crayon eating fucking jarheads, and all you fucking, you know, skin tight fucking leather assless fucking chapped sailors, listen, friend request my fucking Facebook, alright, it's got a picture of the fucking combat action ribbon, right, up at the top, the grunt fucking varsity letter, right? No, it's not a CIB, the fucking blue rifle. I actually think you guys got a cooler looking fucking thing than we do. Anyway, that's up at the top, right? Friend request me. Now, since we gotten it this fucking far, if you are a friend of the Florida man, you can fucking message me, right? Since we're too fucking autistic to fucking send in an email, all right, message me, okay, in the form of a question, like you're writing a letter, dear Florida man, and then write your fucking question. And we're going to start calling this section the magic fucking eight ball. All right, you know the little black fucking eight ball that you ask it questions? All right. Well, obviously, I have a double fucking euphemism there. Because the fucking advice I'm going to give you for your fucking question is going to be... Oh, dude, what the fuck is this? This is the shit I'm talking about. This dude's wearing a fucking brown bear, combat fucking pants, hair's all fucked up, ZZ Top beard, riding on a Razor scooter. on the fucking sidewalk in the middle of the night. Do a flip! If you actually did that, I'd be very fucking impressed. You know, nobody follows the fucking laws here. You notice that? Jaywalking. I see cops fucking blow past them. I'm like, hey! Hey! What the fuck is that? Come on, dude. I know they can't fucking do that. It's gotta be jaywalking or some shit, right? Fucking pull his ass over. Him and his fucking scooter. And I don't mean a motorized scooter. I mean like the sweet-ass fucking... You know what? Maybe I should just go fucking rob him. I always wanted a fucking Razor scooter growing up. Never fucking, you know, I got the cheap fucking Walmart one. But I suppose I should be fucking thankful. Right? At least my mommy loved me. Thanks, mommy, for my scooter. Even though it was off-brand, whatever. You give a shit about stuff like that when you're a kid, you know? All right. I'm getting fucking way off into the weeds. Sorry. I'm on this fucking speedboat without a rudder, flying at fucking 3,000 knots. So anyway, Okay. So yes, the messaging. If you are a friend of the Florida man, right? Just message me, right? Dear Florida man, whatever. Okay, I don't give a fuck. It doesn't have to be everything fucking military related. Dear Florida man, should I fuck this fat bitch? Dear Florida man, fucking, you know, I really want to beat the shit out of my assistant fucking manager, Eugene, who fucking fired me from Best Buy for no reason. Should I or should I not use fucking brass knuckles? You know what I mean? And then I will host the last segment of the fucking episode, the magic fucking eight ball, right? Magic fucking eight ball. Oh, God, fucking got ya, right? I got you people. I got your fucking advice waiting for you. And oh, is it gonna be good? Oh, they're doing construction on this road. I hate fucking construction. And there's never anybody out here. Well, I gotta drive fucking 20 miles an hour. God. Camp Lejeune is probably still under fucking construction. I remember I was like, I got back from my first fucking deployment, right? And they started fucking construction on that place and they just never did anything after that. 4 fucking years. 4, count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Shut the fuck up. It's late. All right. It's fucking late. So anyway, it was under construction for forever, you know what I mean? And I never saw anybody outside doing anything. And anybody that I did fucking see, you could tell they were out there bullshitting. You know they're getting paid fucking hourly, and they're out there just soaking up all the damn overtime, right? Lazy fucks. Probably getting paid like 18 fucking bucks an hour to hold the stop sign slow. And time to flip it around. Stop. How do you sign up for that job? I probably wouldn't get fucking hired because I'm too much of a fucking wacko. I'd just be spinning that shit like a dreidel. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Fucking, you know, people wouldn't know where to stop go. Causing fucking traffic accidents and fucking jams. All that fucking shit. So, yes, and if I am fucking correct in assumption, I think I have a message, all right? Somebody wants some fucking, fucking eight ball advice. So, I'm going to give it to him, but I got to get out of this fucking construction zone, find a place to fucking pull off. Holy shit. How fucking far does this shit go? What are you even doing? There's nothing done. You're not doing anything. You just got cones in the middle of the fucking road and telling people to drive slow. these bright ass fucking lights. God damn. Oh, so hey. So I remember a couple episodes back, I was asking y'all if I saw that movie, if anybody's seen that movie Triple Frontier. Dude, fucking. So, I don't know why, but I just got this wild hair up my ass the other night that I'm like, you know what, fuck it. You know, because I either just zone out and watch The Office until I fall asleep, or Parks and Rec. I need to go back and fucking watch Supernatural again, because Supernatural is about to fucking, it's about to end. Oh, God. No! Dean Winchester, will he ever get the apple pie life he's wanted for so long? That show has dragged on way too fucking long. It's a weird, I don't know, man. Like, it had to end years ago, but now that I know it's gonna end, I, like, don't fucking want it to. But it needs to, you know what I mean? Because they were just coming up with fucking retarded episodes. And it, for those of you that don't know what fucking Supernatural is, Supernatural, oh, dude, man, not trying to sound like a fucking, like a schoolgirl, man, but that is by far the best fucking TV show I've ever fucking watched, hands fucking down. The show is about two brothers, right? You got one who's a fucking, you know, just a certified all-around fucking badass. You know, he's got a sweet-ass fucking muscle car. And his dad was a Marine. And basically how the story starts is... and I don't want to give too much away, but... the story starts when the two are young boys. And they're in their fucking house. And out of nowhere... a demon fucking sneaks into their house and kills their fucking mother and disappears and burns their fucking house down. And ever since then, they found out that the world was really filled with fucking monsters, vampires, werewolves, fucking you name it. And these two dudes are just like... they've been trained ever since they were fucking children. You know, how to melt fucking silver into bullets, and they were trained in fucking hand-to-hand combat, firearms, you fucking name it, and how to hunt fucking monsters and demons, and not just like, hey, gang, you know, fucking, I think that it's Mr. Rupert who's fucking, you know, who wants to poison the water supply, you know what I mean? And they pull his fucking, you know, Scooby and the gang, they pull his mask off. He's like, oh, shucks, if it wasn't for you bullshitting-ass fucking kids and your fucking YouTubes, I would have fucking gotten away with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like that. Like, some of the episodes are fucking scary as shit. I remember my wife had fucking nightmares one night from one of the episodes that we watched. Yeah, dude. So, anyway. Then... they don't know it's a demon, but then fucking as the story progresses, they find out that these monsters are part of this huge fucking plot to bring about the apocalypse. And then they start getting introduced to angels and demons and fucking, and then it turns into this whole religion thing. And then finally, you know where this is going. Finally, this builds up to duking it the fuck out with the fucking big baddie him fucking self, old Lucy, right? And Lucifer, dude, the guy who fucking played him was on fucking point. He was fucking scary. Would not want to fucking run into this dude. And kind of sticks true to the whole, you know, Lucifer being extremely arrogant and up his own ass. He played the part fucking perfect. absolutely fucking perfect. Yeah, it sucks that the show's got to come to an end. But, hey, man. It's got to fucking end sometime, right? Carry on my wayward son. I'm not going to butcher the song. So anyway, so yeah. So if you haven't watched it, you need to go and fucking watch it. I'm on my way home right now. It's taco motherfucking salad, yeah. This is becoming a weekly thing. Taco fucking Tuesdays. I dig it. I'm all about it. And like I said, my wife, she makes it the fucking ghetto way with Doritos and shit. But oh, is it good. Speaking of which, I think we're almost out of fucking sour cream. You gotta fucking have sour cream. You can't not fucking have it. Right? Maybe that's just the white in me. Don't ever fucking butcher it, like putting like fucking mayonnaise and shit on it. Unlike some people who we know who make fucking mayonnaise cakes. Ugh. Oh, God. Fuck. Dude, that is disgusting. Who fucking uses mayonnaise? No, I'm not making that up. Somebody we know makes shit with fucking mayonnaise, okay? Mayonnaise cakes. That's fucking, you're asking for heart problems. Just gonna throw that out there. Your cardiologist probably wouldn't fucking approve. So anyway, about to fucking pull off here and pull up some fucking reeds, yeah! See, this is the kind of shit that we need, okay? It's called a dialogue, right? Die. Alright? Dialogue. Die. Two. Means there's two to fucking tango. Which means somebody's gotta open up their fucking face hole. And that also happens to be the number one fucking episode that's being played right now, is the one where somebody actually had the cojones to fucking email in, right? Still have not heard back from those guys. I'm assuming at some point, and yes, you know who I'm talking about, fucking email me back. All you old fucking salty dogs. Salt dogs. Fucking email back. Love to fucking hear some funny ass stories from you. All right, so. Gonna pull off into the back here behind fucking Publix, and hopefully there's not a homeless dude fucking jerking off into his shopping cart. Alright, so, without further ado, here is the next portion of this fucking podcast. Now, it is time for, fucking the magic eight ball. Alright, let me see, gotta go into Facebook Messenger. Oh, I can't email. Okay. So where is it? Alrighty. Oh shit. Who is this? I don't know. Probably a fucking drug dealer. Do not. Okay. Dear Florida man, would you let a fat chick slob on your knob? Well, considering I'm married, no. But I have quite a few friends who fucking would. So, fucking slob on my knob. From everything I've heard, fat chicks give really good fucking head. I think that they have to fucking, they have to overcompensate. They have to. I mean, who wants to fuck that? You know? I don't want to fuck that. It gets to a certain point to where it's like, it doesn't matter how drunk you are. You know what I mean? Like, if you gotta lift this bitch's fucking You know, you gotta lift her fucking stomach up just to get all up in the meat curtains. Probably a turnoff. She's probably really soft, though. You know what I mean? So, oh, God, this is going to sound terrible. So, I had a friend. He's a certain fucking NCO now. He got out. Yeah, he got out. Never thought that this dude would get fucking married. So, I got called up to fucking Virginia Beach for fucking training. There's going to be more stories about that. Don't forget to ask me about the time that I almost got the fucking shit kicked out of me by 4 Navy SEALs. That happened while we were up there. So anyway, so we got sent up there for a fucking a class, right? A school that we had to go to. And so we go to stay in these fucking, we had to go and stay in these fucking shitty, like, crackhead fucking motels. And I remember he came out, and he came out of his room one night, and he was like, "Hey, I need you to do me a favor." I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "I need you to be on the lookout for whenever this bitch comes in tonight, because I hit this bitch up on fucking Plenty of Fish." And for any of you fucking vets out there, Plenty of Fish is probably the most nasty fucking god-awful meat and fuck site. It's gross. All the chicks on there are fucking huge. So, anyway, this fucking chick pulls up, right? She gets out, and she gets out of her fucking car, and he says, "Hey, man, I need you to run block." "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, this chick's coming over, and I'm trying to get my fucking dick wet, and but she's bringing her friend with her." "Okay." "Yeah, and apparently she's like fucking 800 pounds. What exactly are you asking me for?" He goes, "You just talk to her. Just fucking keep her occupied so I can, you know, beat the fucking brakes off of this fucking, you know, this fucking slam pig." God. So this fucking Buick LeSabre pulls up. That should have been a fucking red flag right there. Anyway, so this Buick fucking LeSabre pulls up at like fucking 9 o'clock at night. This girl gets out of her car, right? She walks straight into his fucking room. Door closes. I'm expecting to hear fucking, you know, I'm expecting it to sound like the fucking one scene from Fight Club. "Oh! Oh! Oh! Oh!" You know, where he opens up the fucking door. Like, I didn't know if I was going to have to open up the door to check to see if they were still fucking alive or if it wasn't a murder scene in there, because I had a feeling that that's what it was going to fucking sound like. I didn't see anybody. And, of course, it was dark. The windows were heavily fucking tinted. But I did notice that the car was, like, fucking almost riding on the axle. Door opens up. Fucking this thing steps out. Right? And it's like the scene from fucking Jurassic Park. She's walking up and boom. You know, the glass of fucking beer that I had was doing the Jurassic Park fucking water jiggle thing. Boom. Boom. And I'm just like, "Oh, fuck no. No fucking way. What do you want me to do? I'm not fucking doing anything. I'm not fucking talking to her. I'm not. What do you? No. Fuck you, dude. Dude, there's a certain line I will not fucking cross. And I'm sorry. She crossed that fucking line when the Richter scale went to fucking 8.0. I'm not doing it. I'm not fucking talking to her and keeping her occupied while you get your fucking dick wet. Not doing it. Not fucking doing it. So she gets out and I fucking move right the fuck over. I move right the fuck over for this Jalopasaurus to walk her ass into the fucking room. She's got to turn sideways, right? This chick is already like fucking almost naked, right? Inside. And I just let big fucking Bertha just walk right the fuck in. And you know what I did? I dipped. I fuck you, dude. Fuck you! And I fucking walked my ass to the bar. Fuck that, dude. I am not fucking running block for that. Alright? That's not a grenade. Okay? That's not a grenade. That's a fucking JDAM. Alright? I'm not fucking dive. No. Fuck you. Not doing it. Not fucking doing it. You can go have a fucking threesome with her and fucking fucking Goro. Have at it, dude. All you. He was so fucking mad at me the next day. He didn't even want to talk to me. He almost made me fucking walk to the class. Would not drive me there. Dude, no. Fucking no way, dude. Not jumping on that. I am not talking to her. I am not even so much as fucking looking at her. Not doing it, dude. Can't sit here. Alright? He was so fucking mad at me. And you know what? I don't fucking blame him. I really cannot say that I fucking blame him. I don't know what's going on back here. I think there's some fucking drug deals going on. Fucking a lot of traffic back here where people are fucking... Ugh, what's this dude doing back here? Is he fucking beating his butt? So I'm moving. Alright. So, yes. I don't know. But I imagine that fucking Big Bertha sucked the damn chrome off a fucking trailer hitch. You know? He probably lost about 20 fucking pounds if she got some fucking dome action going on him. You know. Sorry, man. But I'm not fucking sorry. And even after all these years, I'm not fucking sorry. Alright? So fucking pick one and suck it. Alright. Next write-in. Dear Florida man, I'm thinking about going on vacation. Where should I go? Well... depends on what kind of activities you want to fucking take part in. If you want to take part in old people fucking driving slow, crazy fucking meth heads, wrestling alligators, and like the worst fucking opioid fucking crisis, come on down to fucking the Gunshine State. If you're looking to go overseas... Oh, this is so bad. Oh, God, it's so bad. Oh, it's coming to me. Oh, no, it's coming to me. I'm about to say something offensive. Just look at the fucking calendar, okay? We got May 5th coming up, Cinco de Mayo. For all you Chicanos out there, we got Cinco de Mayo coming up. Well, Cinco de Mayo also happens to fall on the first day of Ramadan. So I would not go... if you're looking to going to an island fucking spot overseas, avoid the Philippines. It's taken over by sand people. unless you want your fucking head cut off and mailed to your family, don't go to the Philippines. Go to fucking Thailand. Just know that if a fucking woman approaches you and, she looks way too fucking hot and way out of your league, there's probably a surprise underneath her fucking dress. They're known for that. There. So I'd be very careful with what you're drinking and make sure that it's not fizzing whenever you come back to take a piss and then you look at your drink and why is my shit look like Alka-Seltzer? Oh man, look at the size of the tits on this chick. Yeah, well, fucking, you might get a nice little fucking surprise right up your, yeah. So, unless you want to wake up with a fucking banana duct tape in your ass, I would, check your drink. But it would be fucking sweet as shit to fucking go shot for shot with a monkey. Wouldn't it? Dude, that's fucking badass. Alright? Maybe if that motherfucker didn't get caught from the Ponzi scheme, he's probably hiding out there like Tupac. Everybody thought Tupac's in Africa. Tupac is in the fucking Philippines. Or not in the Philippines. He's in fucking Thailand. He's in fucking Thailand. I guarantee it. He's there. Where the fuck else would Tupac go? Dude, you can hide in plain sight just from the fucking mania. The lawlessness of fucking Thailand. Go there. Go shot for shot with a monkey. Go join the fucking UGFC. The underground fighting fucking giraffe club. Go do that. Alright? And you need to fucking work on your skills. Go level up your fucking rhino. Because I guarantee you, you're fucked when you come back and you try to go toe-to-toe with the Florida man who's been feeding fucking D-ball and Jack 3D and fucking Testolone and fucking, you know, Tren. Tren. I'm injecting fucking Tren suppository right up my fucking giraffe's ass. All right, dude, you're fucked if you want to come back and do that. So you need to get up and you need to fucking level up, right? Rare candies. Feed them lots of fucking rare candies. Jack 3D fucking meth-fueled candies. Then you can come back and we'll see who's the real fucking double diamond backflip of the fucking ninja rank, okay? Then we'll fucking see. All right? So you need to go there and you need to grind. You need to fucking level up, right? Get a shitload of fucking steroids, all right? Inject them right into your fucking rhino's fucking testicles, all right? And we'll fucking do this, man. The UGFC. And I know you fucking want in. Who doesn't want in? I fucking want in, right? You want a fucking Corvette? So do I. Let's do it. But the only way we're going to do it is we got to pay-per-view the fucking shit out of this fucking UGFC. Go there, fucking capture a tiger, and feed him fucking D-ball. Now feed him Deca. Deca stays in your system longer. Right? And then come back. And then fucking email me again. Right? Just don't get fucked in the ass. That would ruin your trip. I promise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, because all you fucking people who actually have lives and fucking 9-to-5 jobs working and you're, you know, working at fucking Staples and shit and too busy to talk to your friendly fucking, I can't even talk right now. For all you fucking people, okay, that are too busy with your conference calls, okay, and all your million-dollar bullshit fucking deals to talk to your friendly neighborhood fucking Florida man, message me, okay? Message me if you're a friend of the Facebook, right? Ask me fucking anything. Anything. I don't give a shit. All right? Doesn't have to be fucking military related. That's fucking cool too, though. All right. So, people, that concludes our segment of the... fucking magic 8-ball. Stay tuned. It's going to be more content to come. I'm going to get the fucking flyboy on here, and we're going to get this shit fucking popping. All right? So, without further ado, I gotta go home and fucking eat the shit out of this fucking taco motherfucking salad. Yeah. And then tomorrow I gotta go work out. Maybe one day I'll be a part of SF. Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.